Yeah. Okay. So some people said it wasn't so clear yesterday. Some background. So I'm going to go over one or two more points. So we were saying that the Leda of the Nachash, the conversation of the Leda of the Nachash is about Hevel Mashiach. So another remez to that concept, the Gaon says, is because Yishai, David ben Yishai, is merumas in Chazal as Nachash. Because Yishai is mace be'itoy shel Nachash. And the pasuk itself calls him Nachash. And the idea basically is that Nachash severs the connection between this world and the Shemayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nachash does not allow us to see Hashem in the Bria. He creates a hester between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he causes chait, and he causes the separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yishai, his Mashiach, brings the chibur between us and between this world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. That's why Yishai is Yesh Shai. It's a palindrome. It goes both ways because there's a yesh that we start from this world, and then there's a yesh that comes down from the next world and the mechubar through Yishai. Okay. Now, and then we said that Yishai is Beis Palmim. Yishai is Gematria Keser, and yesh and Shai. So Beis Palmim Yishai is Keser, and 620, which represents the shleimus of seeing a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria. That's the that and that was the Inyan. Okay, now there was a nekuda I was finishing up with yesterday. Yeah, I think that what I was saying yesterday was, when we were finishing, was that the Gra says that sometimes there's a hapala of the Mashiach. Mashiach is a birthing process. When does the hapala happen? So the hapala happens, Roiv hapalos, the Gra says, are in the Chodesh HaChamishi, or in the fifth month of the pregnancy. So why is that? So the pshat is like this, because we said last time the first 4 years are bad, bad years. So everyone's in this ayur to do tshuva. But the fifth year, this things start getting better, and that's where the Umas Olam start seeing that Mashiach could be here. But that's bad for Klal Yisrael, because you know what happens? Everything's good in the end. Like the Rav, I remember he used to say that a lady called him up and said, I'm very nervous. They see something. They don't like the doctors. They want me to get a test and test this all out. I want to meet with you. I want to discuss what I could be mekabel and all the schusim I need. I'm very nervous, whatever. So fine, make up a time. So he calls her back and says, you never came. She said, oh yeah, I don't have to. The net test was negative. Right? So when the all of a sudden things get good, people get complacent. So Rav Moshe Shapiro says that's why the Gra says that most hapalas happen b'shchedesh hachmishi, because that's when you make the turn. That's when the first 4 years were bad and it was too tshuva to tshuva. All of a sudden there's soiva, and next year, to be on our best behavior for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be fully prepared and ready, when even things are not so poshut and things are not looking that great. That requires an extra level of dedication, and that's where there's a certain challenge that doesn't exist, and that exists, and that's why the Apollo could happen in the fifth month. Okay, now the Gra does not discuss the rest of the Gemara. There's a whole Amud of Gemara discussing the story of how did Rabbi Shimon Hananya get to the Sava de Be'atuna. You familiar with the story? With the steps? No.
No.
Okay. No. So let's learn a little bit that Gemara. It's just an incredible Gemara, and there's a lot of, it's not, the girl goes straight into the next point, but let's try to cover this point of the Gemara as well. So basically, I'm going to put it onto the store, onto the screen. Okay. Okay. So here, it's Chesam and Beis and Bukhairis. You can have the Gemara if you want. It's Chesam and Beis and Bukhairis. And the Gemara says like this. First wide line. How long did it take for the Nachash to give birth? 7 years. The elders of Athens, which represents the Chochmah of Rome and Yavon at that point, tested it out. The answer is those were already pregnant. And that's why it gave birth quickly. They're smarter. No, Shulman Khan says, Anan Chakimi Minai, we're smarter than them. I Chakimas, if you're so wise, so the Caesar challenges Rabbi Shulman Kesar. Zil Zachinu Vaisinuli. I want you to defeat them and bring them to me. Amrale Kama Havun. So he asked him, how many are there? They said, Shitin Gabri. There are 60. So he said, oh, there are 60. Amrale Avid Li Sfinta Disbe Shitin Bati. Bring me a boat that has 60 rooms. The whole besa is bay sheet in bistarki, and every room should have 60 mattresses. Avidle, and he made that. Kimatalasam, all okay. Now, right then and there, what's with the 60? So, 60 is the highest level and full shlemus of gashmius in the world. 60 is a shlemus. Why? Because 6 is like the 6 sides of a cube. So the 6 is like the rounding out, the shlemus. And 10 is the shlemus of the numbers. You get to 10, and then everything's in units of 10. So you take 6 and make a unit out of 10 out of it. So now you have a shlemus. Shishim giborim savivla, there's 60, a full protection, right? That's why things are batel b'shishim. If you have something entirely, it's not. 60 is the number that if there's no the full shlemus is 60, so not even one part of it is that flavor or whatever, it's batel. It doesn't even exist in the world because you need to be in as part of a 60, right? What else is there in 60? Yeah, no, that's a concept, right? That when Chazal want to say that this is Cain, that, right? So say it's 1/60th. Like Shana is 1/60th of Olam Haba, of Misa, right? And then there's Vesakise is 1/60th. Why? Because it means it has a shaykhis to it. The shlemus of the Indian is in 60, and you have a little shaykhis to it, right? So 60 is a shlemus. So what's he saying? The Caesar is saying, they're shlemus, these people. There's 60 of them. There's 60 of them. It's a full group that has the entire shlemus of Chochmah and Nebriya. And he's basically saying, I'll take care of these guys. And in the room, there's going to be 60 rooms and 60 mattresses. So meaning to say, they're going to be 1/60th of the space that's there, essentially, right? Right. That means that there's 60 rooms, but each one is going to be in that room, but there's only going to be 1/60th. There's only going to be 1/60th of the room because he only needs one mattress. 60 mattresses there means that he's a mashu of what you think he is. He's a mashu of shlemus. There's no shlemus there. So, okay. So now that's the 60. So he tells them, so he says, no problem, I'll bring you them back, but give me a nice size boat. Now, the story goes like this. He says, Kimotolosim. So he gets to Athens. All lebe tabcha. He gets to a butcher. You know the story? Okay, he comes to the butcher. So he sees that he's like, you know, he's skinning the animals. He's a butcher. Is your head for sale? Is your head for sale? I'm like, yeah. You know, he means to say you're skinning the animal. So is the head of the animal available? I want to buy it. Amalei b'kama, How much does it cost? Only if Apalkas is a yav light. If Apalkas is a half a zuz yav, then he gave it to him. So what did Rav Shmuel Chanan here? Amazing shtickle. So the soif amalei, I know, I didn't mean the animal's head, I meant your head. Amalei, he boys the ishkavinach. So he says, basically, I'm going to kill you now because I bought your head for a half a zuz. So amalei, he boys the ishavkach, sagi achvili, pischad betun. He says, if you want your head back, I will release you, but you have to show me where the hideout of the Sabbat de Beatuna. Apparently, their academy, their hideout, was a very hidden place. And he said, tell me where they are. I'm like, Mistafina. I don't want to hold the Machvi, whoever shows it, Katlile. So Amalei, they kill whoever shows them the place. Shows the place to someone else, gets killed. Amalei, Dari Kricha de Kanya, put reeds on your shoulder. Vechimatis lahasam zakva, kamandika matbach. When you get there, stand it up, and I'll realize it's the simon that's where we are. You don't have to tell me. So, what's this thing with this trick that he did? What's this deal with the trick that he did? That he said, do you have, is your head for sale? And he bought the head. What's going on? So, he says, that he gets to Athens, and the first thing is that he buys a butcher's head. The idea is that these people, the head is not attached to their body. They don't use their head. When you say your head, he thinks he means the animal's head, which is detached from the body. There's no chibor between the roish and the head. What's his idea? His idea is, you people in Athens, you think you're so smart? You think you're so bright, you have all the chachma in the world. But this city, people in this city, their heads are not attached to their body. That means that whatever it is that's in your head does not affect your goof. You act the way you want to act with your body, but your head thinks very, very high ideas. But that doesn't help anything. You need to allow your head to affect your body. So I come into the butcher. The first thing is I buy his head for him because it's not worth anything. He doesn't need his head attached to his body. So that when I brought my son to Rabbi Aaron Schechter to do his payas, to do his upsharon, so he says to him, he says, you know, what's the point of payas? So he says, because payas means you shouldn't round out your head, round out the corners. What does it mean? He says, if you round out the payas, that means that the hashpa of your head stays up there, doesn't go into your gut. The idea of payas is that the hashpa of your roish comes down into your guf. So he says, that's the whole idea, right? That if you round it, so now it's separate. So that's the whole point, is by us, the hashpa of the head has to be connected to the guf. And by them, give me your head, I'll cut it off, because you don't need the head to affect the way that you behave. And that was the conversation. That was his introductory remarks to the city of Atuna when he got there. Okay? To be continued next week, Amir Hashem. All right? So far, so good?
Yes, excellent. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you. Have a great Shabbos. Mm-hmm.